Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Dear listeners, let's listen to the 7th and 8th verses of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِهِ إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا سَآتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ أَوْ آتِيكُم بِشِهَابٍ قَبَسٍ لَّعَلَّكُمْ تَصْطَلُونَ.
Mentioned when Moses said to his family, "Indeed, I have perceived a fire. I will bring you from there information, or will bring you a burning torch that you may warm yourselves."
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا نُودِيَ أَن بُورِكَ مَن فِي النَّارِ وَمَن حَوْلَهَا وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
But when he came to it, he was called. Blessed is whoever is at the fire and whoever is around it, and exalted is Allah, Lord of the worlds.
The stories of this chapter begin with the story of Prophet Moses. The word Moses has been mentioned in the Quran 436 times, and his story has been told in 24 different chapters. So, explanations concerning the children of Israel is studied in about 900 verses of the Quran. Moses, accompanied with his wife, who was pregnant, and they were going from Midian towards Egypt. On one side, the darkness of the night in the cold, stormy weather of the desert, and on the other, the childbirth of his wife forced Moses for search, a thorough search. The verses under discussion are about this very event. So here, the verse points to the most sensitive moments of Moses' life. That is, when the first light of revelation enlightened his heart and he was acquainted with the message and speech of Allah. The verse says,
إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِهِ إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا سَآتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ أَوْ آتِيكُم بِشَهَابٍ قَبَسٍ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَصْطَلُونَ.
So, when Moses said unto his family, "Verily I perceive a fire, soon will I bring to you news of it, or I will bring you a flaming brand that you warm yourselves." This event happened by the same very night when Moses was in a dark desert on the way towards Egypt, accompanied with his wife, which was Shu'aib's daughter, and he lost the way. Then a terrible storm began to blow. And at the time, he saw his wife feeling the pains of childbirth, Moses thought he severely needs to make a fire in order to use its warmth, but there was nothing in that desert for it. As soon as he saw the light of a flame from distance, he became happy. He took it as a sign of existence of someone or something or some people over there, so he told them that he would go and bring them either some news from it or a burning firebrand so that they might warm themselves by it.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So as I said, Moses was in this difficult situation. And it is noteworthy that Moses says he brings them news or flaming brand, the pronoun of which is plural, and this shows that there had been a child or children with him too, except for the one that was in the mother's womb, because this marriage had happened in Midian 10 years before that. Or it may be for the sake that, in that horrible desert, the idea could give some further calmness to his addressees that I am talking to you in plural, that you will certainly have your child with you. Anyway, in the next verse, Quran indicates that Moses left his family there, he moved towards the place where he had seen a fire. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا نُودِيَ أَنْ بُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. So when he came unto it, a voice was heard. And what was that voice? We'll discuss this thoroughly in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.